Yeah, we're going to try and find a winner or two today at the Kensington meeting. Joe Pride's got some nice runners in. Morning, Joe.
Yeah, good morning.
Royal Witness, you've got in the third there. By gee, this horse is a trier. He puts his head out and there's a real go, doesn't he?
He does, yeah, he's very honest. He's only small, but he's quite tenacious in his races and has got a good sort of racing pattern up on speed and gives himself every opportunity.
The other day, Kembla Grange, I mean, the horse that got him came down the outside, McCormick, and there's a fair rap on it because it was under offer to go to Hong Kong. I don't know whether it's going or not, but they were looking at to go to Hong Kong. So you've been beaten by a smart one.
I think so, yeah. And that's the nature of racing this time of year, especially sort of coming into the carnival time. I'd like to think there's no McCormacks in this field, but the Darley horse probably looks pretty smart. I think it's good. Overall, it's a pretty good little competitive race, although limited in numbers.
All right, now Almas is in the sixth over 1,400, a one over 1,400 the other day at Newcastle, and that seemed to suit it down to the ground.
Yeah, just got her in a really good frame of mind at the moment. This mare, she's racing particularly well this preparation. We've sort of found the key to it, which is second prep for me now, and the key to her just being to get her to switch off and settle back in the field. When you do that, she comes with a pretty big finish. So 1,400 her trip, and... once again, I think this looks like a pretty competitive race. You know, it's certainly not easy. There's multiple chances, and, you know, she's an impressive last start winner, and she's double figure odds today. So it gives you a good indication of the depth of the race.
You've got Our Mantra going around the seventh. He's a lovely, honest horse, and he's been carting a fair bit of weight around, and you've got the 1.5 kegs coming off today for Sam Weatherly, 59 on.
Yeah, look, he's got a pretty poor winning strike rate. And he's sort of, he did win in town to break his maiden, and he's sort of carried the burden of weight ever since that day. So this is about the right style of race for him today, not an overly big field. Probably wouldn't want it any wetter than what it is currently, so I'd be hoping that the rain stops for him at least. And but he's overall in good order, and I expect him to run a competitive race.
All right. Saturday, you've got So Spirited. Are you accepting with it?
Yeah, I have. Of course, he likes Sting out of the track. Getting up to about his right foot now, he's two runs over the short course have been very good, and he's a really honest performer who has said enjoys the sting out, and you should get that on Saturday.
All right. Now, of yours, what would be the pick? I mean, you got So Spirited with a good chance on Saturday, and you got three nice ones there today.
Yeah. What would we say there? The pick of them? Maybe at the value, Almas at double figure odds. I think she's dressing really well.
And they're all moving better than you are at the moment, Joe?
They're moving much better than me, Sean. Yes. Yeah. long ongoing issues with my knees. They're not the best. So I think going off my breeding, my dad has, or the sire has got a double knee replacement. So I think I was bred to this, and not, clearly I wasn't $1 million yearling. So.
And shall I say the first trainer who had you put you into work and probably worked you very hard, one J size.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, no, I got work pretty hard. I think the combination of just playing footy as a kid, but then just a lot of walking with horses in hand, is taking its toll, and a lot of wear and tear on the knees, especially.
Well, we won't have you in the first leg of a double J.
I wouldn't do that.
Good luck today at the physio.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Joe Pride.